Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Going back to Washington. It finally happened. The cult figure himself, Trump, has attacked Moscow, Mitch McConnell. Everybody else shows up sides right away. Do we stab Trump or do we stab McConnell? Do we stab Trump and try to look like the traditional Republican Party? Do we stab McConnell and show fealty to Trump? So Nikki Haley stabs Trump. McConnell stabs Trump. Portman stabs Trump. Other people, Matt Gaetz stabs McConnell, Ron Johnson stabs McConnell. This time, Trump has stabbed McConnell. This is right out of, I swear, this is out of Julius Caesar. The knives are out in the mob in the street when Caesar's assassinated. Trump was politically assassinated by his own venality, his own crookedness, and his own misconduct in office. But how did Trump stab McConnell? How did he attack him? Typical Trump, he puts out a statement, and frankly, it's hard to disagree with this. He goes, McConnell, quote, is a dour, sullen, and unsmiling political hack. Well, yes, thank you. That's one of the few truthful things you've ever said. Yes, he is a dour, sullen, unsmiling political hack. And why didn't you say that a long time ago? Typical with Trump, he also attacked McConnell's wife and family like he did with Cruz. And you know, with Cruz, Cruz sucked up to him. Trump said Cruz's father was in on the assassination of JFK and his wife. He attacked her very viciously. Cruz knuckled under and said, yes, sir. Yes, sir. And he joined a phone bank during the 2016 election in Florida, in Texas, to get Trump elected, even after he said his father was in on the assassination of JFK. And that is unspeakable stuff about his wife. He did it anyway. Now, the thing about it is McConnell's wife is a member of a very wealthy, shifty Chinese family in the shipping industry. And McConnell himself, the Republican Party pushed through legislation that would have benefited that Chinese shipping company over American shippers. So to say that he's a dour, sullen, and unsmiling political hack is true. Probably his wife turned to him and said, honey, I didn't know he knew you so well. But then, of course, he attacked his wife. And the warfare is out. Think, though, about what McConnell said. Remember, McConnell doesn't have a shred of decency, a shred of authenticity, a shred of integrity. He said what he said to suck up to Republican donors who have said, we're not giving money to anybody who failed to convict Trump. We're not putting up with Trump. Wall Street, capitalism, and democracy go hand in hand. I'm talking about enlightened capitalism, not rapacious capitalism. I'm talking about our economic system. And these people understand that you cannot have violence. So McConnell, the master sucking upper, says, okay, I'm going to acquit Trump, so therefore I suck up to the Trump side, and I'm going to slam him, so I suck up to the Wall Street side, who don't want violence. But what he said, among other things in his talk, was about Trump, quote, his, meaning Trump's, supporters stormed into the Capitol because of unhinged falsehoods that Trump shouted into the world's largest megaphone. Think about that. Trump supporters stormed into the Capitol because of the unhinged falsehoods Trump shouted into the world's biggest megaphone. And in response to that, Trump said McConnell is a dour, sullen, and unsmiling political hack, and his wife is unprintable. Okay. So there you have the Republican Party. You glad, those of you who are Republicans, you glad to be a Republican? Which side of the Republican Party are you? They are splitting up. And they're taking sides. Ron Johnson has now attacked McConnell. Ron Johnson has said that McConnell did not speak for the caucus, for the Republican caucus, that he was disappointed in what he said. He doesn't agree with him. and the knives are going to be out. McConnell gets elected by a majority of the Republican caucus who want him as majority leader and now minority leader. He's up again, theoretically, in 2022 after the Senate elections in November of 2022. Are the rabble in the Republican Party, the Trump rabble, and then the donor rabble on the other side who'd oppose them, are they going to stand by and have no change in leadership in the next year and a half or 2 years? I don't know. On the other hand, there's an old adage that say, if you try to kill the king, you better succeed. Because if you don't, the king will get you. And McConnell is a master. He is a dour, sullen, and unsmiling political hack with a long knife and a long memory. And so when people like Johnson start to attack him, and Matt Gaetz starts to attack him, and others, they have to be careful, because they better knock him off, because if they don't knock him off, he will get rid of them. And so you can see how the 2022 Senate elections are shaping up. McConnell is not going to give any money or help Ron Johnson. And Ron Johnson would be breaking his word if he ran. At the same time, people who are sucking up to Trump, like Ted Cruz and Hawley, will get plenty of Trump, plenty of help from Trump. Trump might come in for Ron Johnson. I don't know if that helps him or hurts him in this state. It'll help him with some constituencies. It'll hurt him badly overall. Badly overall. So there you have it. It's a free-for-all. It's a cult, the party of Trump. It's a cult figure. This is more familiar in communist countries and jihadist countries. This is more familiar even in Eastern Europe, where they have some authoritarian countries. Hungary has gone authoritarian. Bulgaria has gone authoritarian, largely because Trump abandoned them, went with Putin, and they were afraid. You know, you have to, if there are two big bullies on the playground, Russia and the United States, and the United States is the bigger one and kowtows to Russia, what are Bulgaria and Hungary going to do? They're right there on the Russian border, practically. So they're going to have to suck up to Putin. That's what's happening. Biden has to unravel all this. Biden has to unravel all this. And he's doing it in the context of a civil war in the Republican Party, where it's McConnell against Trump. And the fact of the matter is, the McConnell's not all that popular. He's very unpopular, but he's sly and shifty, has a big pack, and has access to a lot of money. And a lot of these Senate candidates don't know what to do. We got to go full frontal Trump or full frontal anti-Trump. And what are you going to do? So stay tuned. We know what's going to happen in Wisconsin. Ron Johnson stabbed McConnell, sucked up to Trump. So stand by and we'll see how that works out for Johnson. My own view is Johnson's toast, because he's so bad, betrayed us to the commie Ruskies, to Trump. He's so bad, out he goes. Lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.